This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Parental obesity linked to childhood weight and eating habits, but genetics matter more than direct influence. Editorially reviewed by Professor Georgi Kakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. A large prospective cohort study of nearly 86,000 Norwegian children has revealed that while parental body mass index, BMI, is associated with offspring birth weight, childhood weight gain, and eating behavior, genetic inheritance, not direct parental influence, accounts for most of the observed association. The findings, published in PLOS Medicine by researchers led by Dr. Tom A. Bond at the University of Bristol, suggest that intergenerational obesity transmission is primarily driven by shared genetic predisposition rather than environmental causation. Key takeaways. Maternal pre-pregnancy BMI showed stronger associations with offspring birth weight than paternal BMI, but this difference narrowed significantly after birth. Genetic confounding explained 40 to 80% of parental BMI associations with child weight and eating behavior, depending on the trait measured. The Norwegian mother, father and child cohort study analyzed 85,866 children born 1999 to 2009 using structural equation modeling to disentangle genetic from environmental effects. Study at a glance. 40 to 80% proportion of parental BMI associations with offspring outcomes explained by genetic confounding rather than direct causal effects. According to structural equation modeling in PLOS Medicine, genetic confounding explains most parental BMI offspring associations. Percentage of maternal BMI associations attributable to genetic confounding versus direct effects, Norwegian cohort study, 1999 to 2009. Eating behavior, appetite, maternal BMI, 80%, offspring BMI at age 6 to 8 years, 68% birth weight, maternal BMI 42%. Source, Bond et al., PLOS Medicine, Norwegian mother, father and child cohort study, MOBA. Georgian Medical Journal News, maternal versus paternal BMI, different windows of influence. The study enrolled up to 85,866 children from 50 Norwegian hospital maternity units in a prospective design, comparing associations between maternal pre-pregnancy BMI and paternal BMI during pregnancy, with offspring outcomes measured from birth through age 8 years. Researchers adjusted for potential confounders, including parity, parental education, income, smoking status, and language group. According to the PLOS Medicine report, maternal BMI showed substantially stronger associations with offspring birth weight than paternal BMI. However, this maternal advantage narrowed considerably for offspring BMI measured between ages 6 months and 8 years. Suggesting that in utero effects are time-limited, while postnatal, shared genetic and environmental factors become increasingly important after birth. This temporal pattern is consistent with genetic inheritance playing an expanding role across childhood development. Genetic inheritance dominates over direct environmental causation. To separate genetic effects from environmental ones, researchers employed an extended children of twins structural equation model, SEM, a sophisticated statistical approach that compares how strongly parental BMI predicts offspring outcomes in genetically related versus genetically unrelated pairs. This method effectively disentangles inherited genetic predisposition from direct causal effects of parental adiposity on children's behavior and weight. The SEM analysis revealed that genetic confounding explained 40 to 80% of the observed associations between parental BMI and offspring weight and eating behavior, depending on the specific trait. For appetite-related eating behavior assessed via the Child Eating Behavior Questionnaire, CEBQ, at age 8 years, genetic factors accounted for approximately 80% of the parental BMI association. In contrast, for birth weight, a trait influenced primarily by in utero maternal biology, genetic confounding explained only about 42% of the association, reflecting a true causal maternal effect during pregnancy. This nuanced pattern challenges a simple causal narrative. Dr. Tom A. Bond and colleagues conclude in PLOS Medicine that while associations between parental and offspring obesity are real and substantial, they largely reflect shared genetic predisposition rather than direct causal mechanisms such as parental modeling of eating behavior or shared household diet. The findings align with recent global health evidence emphasizing the primacy of genetics in metabolic traits, while acknowledging that both nature and nurture contribute to obesity risk. Implications for prevention and intervention strategy. The Norwegian cohort study does not dismiss parental influence on child weight or eating behavior. Rather, it recalibrates expectations about how much of the intergenerational obesity association is reversible through environmental modification alone. Since genetic factors predominate, clinical approaches targeting family-based lifestyle interventions must recognize that children of obese parents may face inherent metabolic challenges that require more intensive or earlier intervention than previously assumed. The study also underscores the importance of screening and support for parents at higher genetic risk, particularly women planning pregnancy. If maternal pre-pregnancy BMI, itself genetically influenced, shows causal effects on offspring birth weight and early development, then preconception weight management and metabolic assessment could offer prevention opportunities. However, the dominance of genetic confounding also suggests that shame-based or individually focused obesity interventions that blame parental choices may be misdirected and ineffective. Genetic confounding explained 40-80% of parental BMI associations with offspring birth weight, BMI, and eating behavior, indicating that shared genetic predisposition, rather than direct causal parental influence, drives most intergenerational obesity transmission. Dr. Tom A. Bond, University of Bristol, PLOS Medicine, 2018. What this means. For patients, if you have a family history of obesity, your weight challenges likely reflect partly inherited genetic susceptibility. Weight management is still possible and important, but should involve realistic goal setting and may benefit from metabolic assessment and professional support rather than relying solely on willpower or behavioral change. For clinicians, when counseling families about obesity prevention, distinguish between in utero maternal effects and postnatal shared genetic effects. Preconception screening and support for prospective mothers may offer earlier intervention points. Family-based interventions should acknowledge genetic predisposition and tailor intensity accordingly. For policymakers, population-level obesity prevention cannot rely primarily on parental behavior modification or intergenerational messaging. Investment in metabolic screening, pharmacological treatments for high-risk individuals, and structural food environment changes may yield better public health returns than campaigns framing obesity as a parental failure. Frequently asked questions. Does this study prove that parental obesity doesn't affect children? No. The study confirms strong associations between parental BMI and offspring outcomes. However, it demonstrates that 40 to 80% of these associations reflect shared genetic inheritance rather than direct causal effects of parental behavior or family environment. The remaining 20 to 60% may include true causal effects and shared environmental factors, making parental health still relevant to child outcomes. Why was maternal BMI more strongly associated with birth weight than paternal BMI? Maternal BMI directly influences the intrauterine environment, and the mother's pre-pregnancy BMI reflects her physiology during pregnancy. Paternal BMI has no direct in utero mechanism. After birth, both parents' genetic contributions become equally important, so the maternal advantage for childhood BMI is smaller and reflects primarily genetic confounding plus genetic inheritance from both parents. What is structural equation modeling and why does it matter here? CM is a statistical technique that allows researchers to test whether an association between two variables, parental BMI and child weight, is due to a direct causal pathway or is confounded by a third variable, shared genes. By comparing associations in genetically related and unrelated family pairs, SEM can estimate how much of the association is genetic versus environmental, something simple correlation cannot do. The Norwegian mother, father, and child cohort study remains one of the world's largest and most detailed prospective birth cohorts enabling rigorous causal inference in a way few datasets allow. As obesity prevalence continues to rise across Europe and globally, understanding the true mechanisms of intergenerational transmission, genetic versus environmental, is essential for designing interventions that work. This analysis suggests that future prevention efforts should invest in early metabolic screening, support for high-risk families, and population-wide structural changes rather than assume behavioral interventions alone can reverse genetically driven trends. Further research is needed to identify which specific genetic variants confer obesity risk and how environmental modification can enhance outcomes for genetically predisposed individuals. Source: Bond TA, McAdams TA, Warrington NM et al. Parental Body Mass Index and Offspring Childhood Body Size and Eating Behavior, a structural equation modeling analysis in the Norwegian Mother, Father, and Child Cohort Study. PLOS Medicine, 2018.